This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That feeling of summer freedom can fade away faster than a vacation tan. But at Advance Auto Parts, freedom from paying for additional services lasts all year long. Advance offers fast, free battery testing and installation on most vehicles at most locations. Plus, Advance carries great brands like Autocraft. Buy a new battery and we'll install it for you. Fast, and most of all, free. It's just one of the many free services you'll enjoy when you come to Advance. Advance Auto Parts, we'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
Daddy is back in studio. And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy show.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis along with you on this Wednesday midweek, August the 4th. And glad to have you along with us on today's program. The phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, as always, the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A couple of former Huskers in the news this morning. Ndamukong Suh signing a deal or having the deal done with Detroit for 5 years. About $68 million, $40 million guaranteed. Alex Gordon has had a really good week at the plate for the first time in a long time for the Royals. Homered again last night. That's three home runs since Friday. He also doubled to start the ninth and scored the winning run as the Royals beat Oakland 3-2. Those teams will play again this afternoon at 2:35 here on ESPN. Kearney Little League, Kearney Runza, Hastings, all playing in national or regional tournaments over the upcoming few days. We'll talk about that. Also, love to hear more of your reaction on UNK to the MIAA, moving conferences, and we'll talk more about that. Chancellor Doug Christensen scheduled to join us later this week, either tomorrow or Friday. We'll be talking with him. Also, our Big 12 preview continues today. We talk with Colorado cornerback Jaleel Brown about what the Buffaloes have to do in the final year here in the Big 12 with them. And again, it's not officially their final year. They may be back next year. Nothing has come to terms on that. So that's all coming up on the program today.
And all of a sudden, breaking news this morning, Brett Favre released a statement that he's planning on playing. So after yesterday,
he didn't release a statement. He told Ed Werder. Again, see, here's Colin. I mean, they just said this. Colin Cowherd just said it. They said on he told Ed Werder that he plans on playing if his ankle's healthy. Now, on the other side of the coin, his ankle may not be healthy, and he already knows he's not coming back. I like the way that he worded it to Ed Werder. Yep, I'm going to be back if my ankle will let me. Where he may already know that his ankle's not going to let him.
But didn't they just wait? I don't know if they waste a whole day talking about Brett Favre again yesterday for 18 hours. That's all you heard? Every sports center you got to, that's all you heard?
Well, there's nothing else apparently to talk about in the dog days of August when it comes to Major League Baseball, and that's it. You're getting ready for football. So there's plenty of time to do that.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Will it come back? I don't know if he'll come back. Nobody knows if he'll come back. Hopefully his ankle will hold up because I'd like to see him play in his 20th season. Hey, Doug, Shaquille O'Neal may be inking a deal with the Celtics. That's what else there is going on today. Would that be a big get for a big man with those, with the Rajon Rondo leading the charge there?
What does Shaq have left? I guess that's the question. How many minutes can he give you, and will he really help your team over a young, up-and-coming player?
Well, that was one of the deals that he wanted. He wanted him to guarantee him some minutes. because he wasn't getting a whole lot, especially towards the end, or not what he wanted. Now, I'm not sure his body's capable of, you know, obviously you can't set him out there for 45 minutes a night. I mean, it just won't hold up. But what do you think, 20 minutes? Is that fair to give Shaq 20 minutes a game?
And when are you going to use those minutes? You would think that would be somebody that you would want in there down the stretch, but being a bad free throw shooter, I don't know. Again, this is one of those things. I don't run the Boston Celtics. If the Boston Celtics think this is the best they can do, and maybe it is the best they can do, and I'm not saying that there's somebody out there better, but if this is their best opportunity, go for it. Why not?
You know, Boston
would probably love Shaq.
Perkins was hurt towards the end of last year, expected to miss a good portion of the season, half the season maybe, up to that. I can't believe it would take that long, but nonetheless, with, I guess, you're a big guy like that, and to get back into that playing shape and whatnot, they're expecting to miss half the season. They've signed Jermaine O'Neal for whatever that's worth. I'm not sure that's a big pickup, but but if you get 20 minutes out of Shaquille, I guess, hey, why not? It wouldn't hurt to put some, you know, some fans are still going to come see Shaq play. He's still going to make some news for you. I guess that's always positive.
And it's not like you got to bring him in to sell tickets. I think, obviously, Shaq doesn't want to go sit on a bench somewhere in Memphis or Portland or Toronto where they don't really have a chance to win a championship. So he wants to win a championship, whereas those franchises would like to bring him in to sell some tickets.
That's exactly right. Obviously, he's already done his damage in the championship. What's he got? Four championships? One with the Heat and two?
Three
with the Lakers?
That would make four.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying that would make four. That's correct. Back to back to back, and there you go.
The Heat. How do you get done with the Heat that year? You know, you think back to that team.
Oh, God. Okay. Are we really talking Miami Heat and NBA basketball?
I'll carry on.
Really? Is that where we're at? Is that what's going on here? Is that what you're telling me?
No, it doesn't have to be.
Okay, thank goodness. Daddy, a couple of other things to talk about here before we get into breaking news. I do want to talk a little football. The GPAC poll out, and not really different than the last handful of years for a football, out late yesterday.
You know, everybody expects when you're up vying for national titles year in, year out, Sioux Falls and Morningside have been there. That's no surprise. Hastings chimes in at number four. You know, that's a team that can make the playoffs again. Really headed in the right direction. We're excited for this year, Bronco football team.
Hey. Just a point behind Northwestern. That's they're lumped at 3, 4, and 5. Sioux Falls and Morningside are 1 and 2, and they have been for a long time. With 100 points, Sioux Falls unanimous. Morningside, 89 points. So somebody did not put them in second place. And then 74 points for Northwestern, 73 for Hastings, and 70 for Midland Lutheran. Then you look at the bottom. Daddy, every single coach voted Doan 9th, Concordia 10th, and Dort 11th. Every single one.
Well, you know, those teams have struggled. Concordia is just, you know, they're local, so you see those scores constantly. You're looking to close the gap on those big two. Will it be closer than it has been in the past? They've had such great teams up there. Will they come back to reality and get closer to where those other teams are? We certainly hope so.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And this morning, the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference celebrating their century of excellence. Oh-ho-ho, UNK is the favorite to win the RMAC title, Daddy.
Yeah, you know what? After last year, I guess until somebody knocks you off, let me guess, is Shadron 2 in that division?
No, they are not. Colorado Mines is second. Shadron State is third. Colorado State Pueblo fourth. Mesa State is fifth. Followed by Adams State, Western State, New Mexico Highlands, Western New Mexico, and Fort Lewis. UNK has the RMAC Offensive Player of the Year and the Co. Defensive Player of the Year. Offensive Player of the Year, junior running back Rustin Dring right out of Kearney High. And the RMAC Defensive Co-Player of the Year from Eddyville is Josh Rohde. He is the Co-Player of the Year with Mark Schickel of Colorado Mines. who was a unanimous selection all-defense. But the Lopers actually have a lot of players on the preseason list, including on offense. Quarterback Jake Spitzelberger, running back Rustin Dring, wide receiver Kyle Kaiser. Dring and Kaiser were unanimous first-team selections, as well as offensive lineman Orion Matthews, also lineman Stephen Gooden. So the Lopers have five of the spots on the offensive side of 12, five of 12.
I guess, you know, that's one thing everybody expected, you know, all those defensive players a year ago getting some mention. Obviously, you lose the big guy up the middle in Hyatt. He'll have to be replaced. The offensive line is a bit of a concern right now. Come along with that, the Lopers should be in fine position. You know, we'll get to talk to Daryl Morris here in the next couple weeks, and how is that offensive line now once they get to camp, because I think that's going to be the key to this team.
That's the spring. The start of their fall action is Saturday, their first practice. Yeah, I don't think he can tell us that they're really looking again to build on the offensive line since he's the offensive line coach. He's got two all-conference selections there. Defensively, all-conference, UNK, Mason Brodeen and Josh Rohde, a couple of members of the old Fort Kearney Conference, Elm Creek and Eddyville. So this year, only two on defense. So maybe Coach Crocker and the boys will have a little more work to do in fall camp than they've had to do the last couple of years. They're still going to have some very good kids, but you just look at the all-conference selections, and that's what you got.
You know, and there you're replacing the defensive backs. Did they get some junior college help in there? Did they get somebody to step in there and automatically be competitive and take over that number one position and learn that defense? So that'll be the big question on defense, but expect them to be very good under Coach Crocker. He's been the best defensive coach and defensive mind in the RMAC since he's arrived here.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox where John has fired in about Shaq and his championships, and so I had to make sure of this first. We said he had one with the Heat, three with the Lakers, and John chimes in, and one with the Magic. No, John. No. Wrong. Incorrect. You are incorrect. The Magic made it once, and they were swept by the Rockets in 1995. So, no. And then, of course, the Magic last year, or in 09, got beat 4-1 by the Lakers. So the Magic have yet to win an NBA championship.
Douglas, this was not something that I came up with before the show to write down. Were you surprised that Tom Osborne showed up at Big Ten Media Days? Were you surprised that he went out of his way?
No, we knew that a month ago.
But why would he? I mean,
he was invited.
I understand.
They're coming to the conference.
He's invited to the Big 12 Media Days, too.
Why did anybody go cover Big Ten Media Days from a media perspective from Nebraska?
Because
no, I don't think it's weird. The answer is no. I don't think it's weird. Why do you think it's weird?
Well, I think it's a totally different deal. Was everybody else's athletic director there?
I don't know.
I mean, when we're not a member of that conference yet, I just found it weird they invited. You know, I thought maybe, I don't know why they would invite Bo Pelini. I don't know what he's going to say about the Big Ten at the Big Ten Media Days.
Well, I'm sure people have questions. That's why you go to Media Days. And who better to answer questions about Nebraska coming to the Big Ten than Tom Osborne? These guys really haven't had that opportunity yet.
Okay. I just say, you know, it's neat to see him stand up there with Joe Paterno, who, if you listen to Joe Paterno talk, I don't think the guy's going to be coaching a whole lot longer. And I'm not sure he's coaching a whole lot now. He's a spokesman for that team, much like Bobby Bowden has been. But he's really slipped a long ways from where he was even 2 years ago.
Daddy, one of the blogs out there, some of the press from the Big Ten talking about Nebraska, talking about how the league's going to be marked up. I hope, and we mentioned this yesterday, or I did in the last couple of days, I hope they don't come up with some weird idea that Penn State needs to be in the Western Division of the Big Ten. That doesn't make any sense. Like they said, right now you could have Big Three, however you want to look at it. Right now, if you're looking at football only, you have Nebraska, Wisconsin and Iowa in the West, and you've got Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan in the East.
And Michigan has fallen on hard times lately, but you would assume they would.
Why
be
would
back.
You move Penn State?
No, it just geographically makes sense that those would be the three teams, the three powerhouses on each side right now.
And there's no, and again, this whole nine team, it's up to the AD. I mean, if Isn't this how it works? If your football coach told your athletic director that we don't want 9 conference games and your athletic director knows that we can make more money at the university, which this apparently was all about anyway, by not having 9 conference games, then why would they? Why would Jim Delaney think this is a good idea? Well, I know some of the people don't like it, but we do. Huh? Again, questions that just... I mean, if 80% of the people say no, then the answer is no.
You know, especially for the teams Nebraska's already got on their radar. You know, especially the teams that are already on their schedules down. You know, we've got Tennessee coming up. We've been looking, you know, just lately, you know, Boise State squashed the deal.
And again, this Kansas State and Oregon have dropped their series for the next 2 years. Supposed to start next year. Kansas State and Oregon have scrubbed those series because they're afraid of playing, well, the round-robin schedule in the Big 12, and now that they've got 12 teams in the Pac-10, that things may change there. Or, as some people think, Bill Snyder wants a softer schedule because he had nothing to do with this one. But whatever the case may be, again, if you have a 12-game schedule and 9 of those are conference games, that leaves you 3 non-conference games. You have to have 2 home games if you're a big-time program. So that leaves you 0 room of flexibility with bringing in a big-time team because you have to return the favor. You have to go to their place. These 2-for-1s would either thrive or you would continue to see Western Kentucky and South Dakota State come to Lincoln all the time. It would be a killer. You know, you would never be able to see a great team and a, as I've said so many times that you need on your schedule, a mediocre team, which Idaho could be. They are this year. They're not a big-name school, but as I've said in the past, you know, you go get a Vanderbilt or you go get a Arizona State or you go get somebody like that that's in the middle of the pack of another conference, and then you play somebody that's a stud like Virginia Tech or Washington or USC when you schedule them, you can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense to go to a 9-game conference schedule. I don't see. If the only thing you can come up with is to preserve some rivalry, which we've thrown all of this tradition and rivalry into the trash, then that's just... It does not hold up evenly with all the arguments against it. Oh, we got to keep this rivalry between Purdue and Indiana. Whatever.
Yeah, I would think if... Well, say what you want. You can try and preserve the rivalries all you want, but you can do that on a geographical basis as well. The Ohio State and Michigan should keep those teams together.
You know what?
What's that?
Let's think about it. Let's think about it over lunch today at Godfather's, North 2nd and 42nd in the Archway Plaza. Bigger and better with 2 dining rooms, seating for over 140. The game area, which includes the Crane game. I don't want to overlook the car racing game because they've got that as well. They can get some candy. There's all kinds of stuff up there. The Crane game, and I think, Daddy, it's about time you get back. Unless you've been sneaking in at night again, which I don't know about. But we've been gone for quite a while, so I don't know if you've had a chance to evaluate the Crane game from about 2 weeks ago. Have you had that chance?
No, I've not had that chance, but I'm going to put a little shoulder into this one, loosen up that little bear.
And by the way, Daddy has stayed in practice, not the same Crane game, but walking through the airport and walking through the motels and in a couple of places that we ate, there's Crane games. So Daddy has been practicing on the road. Don't forget, the new lunch buffet served 11 to 2 every single day, not just work days, not just weekdays, not just weekends, all 7 days from 11 until 2. It includes the salad bar, and it's only $6.50. Maybe you want to pick a pizza up. Maybe you want them to deliver it. They'll do that for you as well. 234-9444, 234-9444, your favorite pizzas and calzones, so tasty, at Godfather's in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little football about Ndamukong Suh and Colorado. Jaleel Brown will join us after this.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
It's a fact. Accidents happen. The wrong time to become concerned about your insurance coverage is after you've met someone by accident. Make sure that you have the right coverage at the right price by contacting the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency offers auto insurance from Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity theft recovery built right into their auto policy for no additional premium. Contact the Kroll Agency Incorporated for a free quote today.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
Here's a look at our forecast. Throughout our Wednesday, calling for that partial sunshine. We'll have a chance for a scatter rain shower and stability thunderstorm to redevelop, and our high near 85 degrees. For tonight, low temperature in the middle 60s, currently 75.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now. Daddy, 'cause I'm on my way.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, as I hear this, it reminds me that we're getting so close to the high school sports season where we get to go watch volleyball in the gym and football. And it really doesn't, it's really not so much with football, but obviously basketball and volleyball warm-ups. Find me some more kind of like music like that, Mayor. Find me some, you know, what they warm up to type music, something recent like that. Hey, we're number one. You know the kids are putting together that mixtape right now to come out of the locker room and to run out there and, you know, bump set Spike and to warm up for that 20 minutes, 4 minutes of running around, and then they toss that coin, and you get to serve, and then they're going to have a 16-minute warm-up, and the football team's going to come running out of the tunnel, and they're getting ready. So it'll be interesting to see what the tunage is, and, of course, the kids on the team and the captains and the seniors usually get to do a lot of that. Sometimes you mix in some old school. Sometimes you got something that's brand new. Sometimes you're partying in the USA with Miley. You never know what's going on. All of a sudden, you slide in a little country. So
I'm just hoping they get a different mixtape at Ravenna, because if that wasn't terrible for the football team. It was awful.
Oh, well, they went like the acid rock route.
Yes, like... Die, 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 kill, 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 yeah. Let's... Yeah.
See, here you go. This is what the nice young 16 and 15 and 17-year-old young ladies should come out and get ready to, right?
This is exactly right.
There's like... I can't remember the new Miley song, but it's kind of psychotic video too.
I mean, Riz is in a yard right now, spade above his head, waving it around.
Tori just got out of the tractor.
Tori's got his shirt off.
Out of his John Deere tractor, you know. So, there you go. What's the Jason Aldean thing? There you go. So I just, you know, just something to think about. Speaking of high school, the Kearney High Booster Club is holding their annual golf tournament at Meadowlark Hills on Friday. Now, they were on Friday, 1 o'clock. That was full, but because the Little Leaguers that we were with yesterday, the Kearney Little Leaguers, and we did the show over, we want to thank all the folks there, and they had a great time, made a lot of money and contributions. They want to thank everybody. But because of that, some of the two teams, actually, talking to Tim Shade, had to drop out because they're following the kids. So if you would like to help and play some golf Friday and be a part of the Kearney Booster Club, maybe they told you that, I'm sorry, we're full. Well, you can get in now. Contact Marty Albrecht, 308-380-5463. Tee time for the four-person scramble at Meadowlark Hills is at 1 o'clock this Friday. Yeah, it's a short turnaround, but had a couple drop out because of the Little League, so that's a good thing. If you'd like to play a little golf and help out Kearney High with their Booster Club golf tournament, get a hold of Marty at 380-5463. 380-5463.
Doug, we were talking a little bit about Nebraska upcoming future football schedules, if they would go to the 9-game schedule in the Big Ten. That leaves you three remaining games, whether you want to play them on the road, at home. That's your choice. But you would think for Nebraska, they would want to have at least two of those at home to generate revenue. Hey, they're already lined up. 2013 is already set. Wyoming at Southern Mississippi, UCLA. 2014, you're already at Fresno State, and you got Miami coming to town. 2015, you're at Miami, Southern Miss comes to Lincoln. 2016's already set in stone. Fresno State, Tennessee, and Wyoming. Okay, how much, you know, for as bad as the schedule is this year, it's that great, you know, down the road.
Huh, I wonder who started. Can you tell when the athletic department changed over a little bit there?
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Here's a question, Danny. I think we got a little time on the show today because we've been so busy with Big 12 Media Days and with the Cox Classic and with the Little League and the American Legion Baseball, and that's all great. We've hardly had time to just sit back and actually chat a little bit, and there's not a whole lot going on, but maybe we've missed something. Holdridge, congratulations on a great run at the state tournament, knocked out in the semifinals last night. Maybe we've missed something. Love to hear from you, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Or you can fire off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Before we do the Loper link for this Wednesday, you mentioned it because I think it's the answer for me. Of all the places that you could go watch college football, and I'm talking atmosphere, stadium, someplace you've probably never been, where is the one place you would like to go watch a college football game at, whether Nebraska's playing in that game or not? I'm not saying, oh, I want to go see Michigan, Ohio State. The place you pick might be Ohio State versus Youngstown State. That might be the game you go see. For me, it would be hard-pressed to beat Tennessee. I would love to go watch a game at Knoxville, at Tennessee. Haven't been to Tennessee, so that's another reason. But think about the atmosphere, how cool the stadium is, the tradition, the atmosphere, the scenic view, the other things that might go along with having a great weekend at Knoxville. So for me, Tennessee, and I know that might not be the pick for everybody, but that would be it because I know Notre Dame would be out there, and a lot of Husker fans obviously have been there. Washington's been cool, a lot of these places that you've already been to. But a spot you have not been to that you would love to go watch a college football game, does one just immediately jump to mind?
The one that came to my mind was going to Baton Rouge at night and seeing LSU.
That would be cool, too. The Swamp would probably be cool. Don't tell me the Horseshoe. Don't tell me the Horseshoe.
You're going to go to the Horseshoe anyway.
Where would you like to go? And you can tell me a Big Ten school. That's fine. And maybe there's a Big 8 school or a Big 12 school that you hadn't been to. A&M. Oh, it would be awesome to see that and be a part of that. Shoot us an email. Where would you like to go see a college football game? Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You know, maybe it's a Georgia, Florida, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
See, you can't pick that, though.
Oh,
you can't pick a specific game. You're just going there.
Okay, you're just okay.
That's why I'm saying, you know, obviously, I'd love to go to Hawaii.
Wow.
You know, things like that. And maybe there's something quirky. Maybe you'd like to go see Boise State. Maybe you'd like to be at the Blue Field, run around out there, get your picture taken at midfield. You know, get a photo taken with maybe a famous player's jersey at a local establishment there. Might say Avalos on the back. Speaking of that, it is time for our Loper Link every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by the College Store, getting ready for fall classes. The College Store has the cheapest textbooks. They guarantee it. Stop in just south of the Health and Sports Center, or if you're not in Kearney yet but getting ready to come to Loperland for college, maybe you're a freshman, maybe you don't want to get picked on at the store, do it online. That's what a lot of people do out here. TheCollegeStore.com, TheCollegeStore.com. We told you at the top of the show, UNK has been picked as the preseason favorite to win the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. The football preseason poll coming out this morning. UNK getting 6 of the 10 first-place votes. Colorado Mines was second. They got 3 votes. Chatterin State, third. Colorado State Pueblo received the other vote, and they are fourth. So interesting. Was it Daryl Morris or Colorado Mines coach that voted for Pueblo? Because you can't vote for your own team.
One,
I think it's the Mines coach. But I don't know. I don't know. You think Daryl did? I don't know. It'd be interesting. So that's that's a little bit. Soccer gets going this season. The second season for the women's soccer starts on Monday. Coach Mike Munch has 10 players returning from last year's squad, including 7 starters, 16 newcomers. Basketball player Vanessa Leeper and UNO transfer Melanie Patrick out of Hastings will be part of that. They get going on Monday. Also in Loper news, this Saturday there is going to be a fundraising golf scramble at Elks Country Club just north of Kearney to benefit the track and cross-country teams. The track and cross-country alumni are putting it on. They'd love to have your registration in by today so that they can get everything filled out and ready to go for the number of teams. Saturday, 1 o'clock shotgun out at the Elks Country Club. You can go to lopers.com and fill out your registration form. And that's as simple as that, to go to lopers.com and fill that out. And, of course, much more talk as the week progresses on UNK getting ready to seek admission to the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletic Association. From now on, pretty much going to be when we talk about it, it's going to be referred to as the MIAA. If you missed our conversation yesterday with Athletic Director John McBride, go to our podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com, from yesterday's program, and you'll get all that you want from that. So that's what's going on. Volleyball getting ready to go. All the fall sports, and we're about ready to get things going again. That's our Loper Link segment for today, brought to you by The College Store, 1420 West 24th. They're open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Get ready for the 2010 academic season by stopping at the College Store or visiting them online at thecollegestore.com. And by a Charterwest National Bank, call Russ Smith, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors. The reverse mortgage loan, you have the reasons, they have the loans.
I know, and I was just thinking of other, I was just going down the Eastern Seaboard. Did Boston College stand out to you to do an 11 o'clock in the morning start time? No, not much.
No, no. It would also be cool to visit one of the military academies. Wyoming, I'm looking forward, if they actually play that game in Laramie, going to Nebraska at Wyoming. I think that would be cool. And yes, that is a game I would go see anyone out there. Wyoming, that'd be kind of cool. To see a game at Army, see a game at Navy, that would probably be pretty cool as well. Carl from Roseland has sent us an email. It's been a long time since we've heard from Carl from Roseland. If Golic can do it, can Daddy do it? Will Daddy attempt the Albert Hainsworth test?
No. I'm declining that. No, I will not do that. I'm in no.
I'll bet you Eric and Dave from NTV, we could get Colin, we could get Ed over here.
I'm sure they would love to
come. We might even
get
the boys. Thor would probably roll in from 10-11 to videotape this.
I'm sure they would. And just to see a death on TV, it's not happening.
I could run the stopwatch like Greenberg did.
It's not happening.
I could be the geek in the background going, 17, 18. You know, I could do that. No?
It's not happening.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk some football. Our Big 12 football preview continues with Colorado corner Jaleel Brown next.
Quiznos 5-4-3 lunch menu song. 5-4-3, 5-4-3. Get a $5 large sub, woohoo, or two items from the Choose To menu. Over a foot of flavor with a toasty torpedo for just $4. Or a toasty bullet for $3 with 5, 4, 3. Every day at Quiznos. Toasty. At participating Quiznos for a limited time.
This National Inventors Month, What Was I Thinking moment, is brought to you by LegalZoom. Early 90s inventor Matti Makkonen of Finland says he never thought to patent his multi-billion dollar idea, text messaging. Take care of patents, trademarks, copyrights, even incorporating your business at a fraction of the time and cost. LegalZoom's not a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. For more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's a look at our forecast. Throughout our Wednesday, calling for that partial sunshine. We'll have a chance for a scattered rain shower and stability thunderstorm to redevelop and our high near 85 degrees. For tonight, low temperature in the middle 60s, currently 75.
Where would you like to go see a college football game? Shocking that Irish Ken would chime in. Are you kidding? Tennessee? Ha ha! It's play like a champion today. That is football heaven. Notre Dame, duh. Let's pick an easier one. On another subject, Ken says, I am almost afraid to say it for fear of jinxing the event. Maybe, Doug, if you whisper it on the air, it will happen. Brett Favre may retire. Football gods, please make it so. Irish Ken. I see Brett Favre. I see Brett Favre. I see Brett Favre. Irish Ken, thanks so much. You've got another one, Dave.
Well, Dave has chimed in from Kearney. He says, what's wrong with going and seeing a game at Iowa? Hey, I think, you know, the good atmosphere at Iowa.
Is that number one fan?
That is number one fan.
Iowa, huh? That's see the where, Hawkeyes.
That's where he wants to go.
Huh.
Fair enough.
So be it. Yeah, so be it. As always, we've had a chance to bring back some of the many interviews that we picked up in Dallas last week at Big 12 Media Days, and they are, as always, brought to you by our friends, exclusively brought to you by our friends at Bruce Furniture, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture wants your purchase to be just right for you. Whatever you need, they're going to work it out so things work for you. They'll even take away the old furniture and replace it with the new. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, and South Marion Road in Hastings. Today, we're catching up with Colorado Corner, Jaleel Brown.
Big 12 Media Day is continuing here in Dallas, brought to you by our friends at Bruce Furniture and Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge, the exclusive sponsor of all the interviews here on Big 12 Media Days on the Doug and Daddy Show. Colorado Buffaloes are in the same boat as the Big Red. They're last year going through the Big 12, but that doesn't matter to our next guest. He's ready to get things going here for Colorado this last time through. And kind of an interesting story on the side here for Jaleel Brown, but we're going to talk a little football. We're going to talk a little bit about Jaleel. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good to be here.
Well, let's start. You and Tony were talking before we went on air a little bit about your somewhat interesting background.
We say it interesting because it's very uncommon in Nebraska for that to happen. In Arizona, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
Jaleel was homeschooled, but yet played football, then went into school your senior year.
I did.
Talk about how that all took part and what the difference was when you actually got into that senior year.
I mean, it was very interesting. You know, leading up into my senior year, I was at home, and, I was kind of basically raised by my parents, and I was with them constantly throughout the day. But fortunately for me, I was able to go play sports at the high school, which is in my district. And, I mean, I ran track there, played basketball, and played football, so I was interacting with the kids. But it was a little different going from being at home and only going to hang out with the kids on the sports team to being in the same environment with them just the entire day.
So your senior year, you get to go to school, though.
I actually took class in my senior year at the community college. getting ready for college. Yeah, my mom, she had it all kind of planned out. My dad as well, and I mean, it just kind of worked out that way.
You know, it seems strange because from a Nebraska perspective, well, they're homeschool. How will they function with other kids? How will they get along? You're a media days having to talk in front of people you don't know.
Exactly.
That must seem a little strange.
Obviously, it worked out pretty good. You
absolutely.
Know, my parents' friends, they were all saying the same thing. You know, you don't want to have him at home by itself. He's not going to be socially able to adapt with other kids. But, I mean, I played sports my entire life. I played track. I mean, I ran track and played football, played basketball from a young age. So I was constantly interacting with the kids. And I had a big family, too. So, I mean, we were always adapting and interacting with each other throughout the day.
Jaleel Brown, cornerback of Colorado, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You brought up track now twice. You had the fastest time in the state entering the state track meet and couldn't participate. How heartbreaking was that?
It was so heartbreaking. I mean, both my parents ran track, so track was a big thing coming up and growing up in my family. So that was kind of my secondary sport to football. And going into my senior season, I was expecting to have a pretty good year and working out, training hard, and it ended up working out pretty good for me. But going into my the state meet and prelims, I was running the 100-meter dash, and I kind of pulled up. I didn't know I had put a hamstring at the time. I just felt a sharp, you know, pain in my hamstring, so I hopped up and kind of hobbled through to the finish line. And come to find out, I wasn't able to participate in the finals. And I mean, it was bad for me. But I mean, you have to, you know, live through the tough times, and that was one thing I learned from, and that would help me in the future.
We've never been fast enough to pull a hamstring on this show. So,
yeah.
Jaleel, one more thing on the homeschooling before we get into the Buffalo football season. I'm guessing when you're a talented athlete, it was probably a little bit easier to be accepted when you showed up at the end of the day to compete in practice with all the kids that you didn't see throughout the day.
I think that definitely, you know, helps a lot. I mean, I was playing, like I said, three sports, so the school there kind of, you know, heard about my name, the coaches there and stuff, because they're familiar with, you know, the kids coming into high school. So to see I had an athletic background, they were more than willing to accept me and allow me to come play at the high school, and it worked out pretty good.
Colorado football is what we're here to talk
about.
You've got a buddy beside you.
I do.
It's in Jimmy Smith. You guys are both five-year guys at Colorado. You've been in the system for a long time. You know the system. Ashley Ambrose, former NFL star, moves to that position to coach you guys. What's that been like, first of all? And just being around for 5 years, being around the Hawk, what's that been like for 5 years?
I mean, when you're around one single coach like Hawk your whole time in college, he kind of ingrains you his way of thinking, his way of coaching, his way of playing. And going into our last year, it's kind of like what he wants, we're doing that, you know. Everything, the way he wants us to play, that's the way it is. You know, we have some of the guys who were a part of the class before him, and they kind of, you know, were coached by a different coach, so you have to bring both ways of thinking, both aspects into one playing style. But now I think we're all ready to go. Everybody who's here, they're all been in the style. What he wants done is going to be taken care of. And as far as, you know, me and Jimmy and Ashley, I'm very fortunate to be able to, you know, be coached by a guy who's played in the league for 12 years, who's, you know, done it all pretty much. He's teaching me every aspect of the game that I need to be out go out there and exceed. So it's really, you know, paying attention to detail. Me and Jimmy are, you know, going to our fifth year. We're excited. We're both, you know, had pretty good years the last few years. And I think I'm very fortunate to play along a guy who's as talented as he is. I think offenses have a harder time, you know, choosing where they're going to go with the ball. You can't just pick on the side where the young guy is or the cornerback is who's not very talented. So they kind of have to play it straight up and be honest with it. And I think that's going to work out good this year.
You touch on how this conference has been so pass happy, and the word that we've had the last few days here, and as we look at this, there's so many great running backs in the league this year that it may be a more run-oriented offense, especially in the north. How do you guys see that and attack that?
Right now, I think that's really, really up to the coaches. You know, I'm just out there trying to make plays. You know, whenever the kind of scheme is for the week, that's what we go with. I don't know if it's going to be more run heavy or pass heavy. We just have to prepare for either one and get ready to make plays on game day.
Do you guys worry about Hawk's job? Do you guys feel like you're playing for Hawk's job?
Not at all. I think our job is to go out there and play ball and win games, and that's what we're focusing on. We feel like, you know, the whole job situation and what's going on there is going to take care of itself. I mean, us worrying about it and talking about it is not going to change anything. We have to focus on getting there and make plays on the field, putting in the hard work in the weight room, in the film room, on the practice field in order to make plays and win games on Saturday, and everything else is going to take care of itself.
Colorado's Jaleel Brown with us for another minute. What's it going to take to get over the hump? It seems like the last couple of years we've talked about the Buffaloes. We're the team that could make it over that. What have you seen this offseason that makes you believe and you can tell Buffalo fans that, hey, we're going to turn the corner this year?
Man, I've seen so many things change. When I first got here, I think some of the older guys were kind of used to a different coaching style. They were kind of let up at practice and not give it their all the time. I think guys now look at practice and summer workouts and spring training as something that's going to get us ready for the season. So we're not really dreading it. We're looking forward to going to run 300-yard shuttles and at 6 o'clock in the morning lift weights and max out all the time because we know that's going to help us, you know, win games and make plays during the season. So I think that whole mindset is kind of rubbing off on the young guys as well, and the whole team has a totally different outlook on the game and get ready to prepare and win games and not just go through the motions now.
Jaleel, as experienced as you guys are at the cornerback position, you're that inexperienced at the linebacker position. Do you got some guys, or are you going to suit up some guys to play linebacker this year?
We do. We have a few guys who are veterans. We got Mike Sapilli out there. We got BJ running linebacker. I think the linebacker position is going to be great. We have a new guy coming in from JUCO, Evan, and he's a tremendous athlete. He's out there making plays, you know, that I think a veteran, you know, a guy who's been playing in the system for 3-4 years would make. He's so physical and ready to go. I think the linebacker position is going to be the position that comes out and shocks the world.
It is the return to Lincoln for Colorado, the last time that day after Thanksgiving. We won't even bring it up, but they're coming back to Lincoln on November the 26th. It's been a pleasure, Jaleel Brown.
Good speaking with you.
Thanks for talking to us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great season.
Thanks.
And our Big 12 interviews and Big 12 preview brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture. Go to brucefurniture.com. All sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture. You can follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well. And they have special surveys and offers when you become a Bruce Furniture fan and customer. Jaleel Brown joining us tomorrow. We're going to talk with one of the men that is fighting for the job as the starting quarterback at Texas Tech. Taylor Potts is going to join us. We've heard from Stephen Sheffield on the show. We'll catch up with Texas Tech quarterback Taylor Potts on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, we had so many great interviews from down there. I think you just heard and get through a very intelligent young man in Jaleel Brown. He's going to do some great things after college, probably off the football field. Not sure he'll get a chance to showcase his talents on Sunday, but we'll wait and see. But, you know, about 9 out of 10 of the kids they bring to Big 12 Media Days, they showcase. You can really tell they're going places in life, whether it be on the field or off the field.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, a little more baseball talk, and we'll do that after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic. But after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Get your motor running. Looking for adventure.
Ready for adventure? Get into Kearney Yamaha now during their annual Sturgis sale. Helmets as low as $45. Select leather jackets, vests, chaps up to 60% off. Luggage up to 50% off. And save up to 60% off parts, accessories, and apparel. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 exit 272.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes up.
And I'm steady while I'm starting to shake.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the programs today. They're flashing on ESPN that Texas and Notre Dame are close to agreeing on a four-game football series. Thoughts? Makes it easier for them to come into the Big Ten, doesn't it? Texas. Oh, no, wait a minute. Notre Dame. No, oh, wait a minute.
No, you know what? But that's two national powers perennially. Take out the last 12 years. Sorry, Irish Ken. You would think that would be a great Saturday matchup. I mean, everybody's for great Saturday matchups, aren't we? I mean, that's what you wait for.
Well, more baseball talk. The Kearney Colonels are hosting the Class A State Amateur Baseball Tournament this weekend at Memorial Field. They started off by playing Scott's Bluff on a Friday night, and that gets underway at 7:30. The Colonels are the number two seed in the six-team Woodbat Tournament. It includes two teams from Lincoln, a team from Omaha, also one from Scotts Bluff and York, and former UNK player Travis Boyle will be receiving the Nebraska Baseball Association State Player of the Year. He hit 590 with 11 home runs.
God.
590, 11 home runs, 39 RBI in 65 at-bats.
God. I hope that wasn't a tough vote. I hope there weren't a lot of people rivaling him.
And then Saturday, things continue on. Kearney, depending on how things move along, then it gets into this pool play. The championship is scheduled for Sunday afternoon at 1:30. Sunday afternoon at 1:30, Kearney Colonels hosting the state amateur tournament. And thanks, Andrew, for that. Daddy, it's okay to give Greg a hard time about getting married this past weekend. The coach and star of this team.
Yes, let's go with coach and one of the members of the team, Greg Ritchie, and his lovely bride, Kristen. Had their nuptials this weekend. Got to attend that. Good time had by all. Certainly, if you looked at my neighbor the next day, a really good time had by him. But a lot of fun had at that wedding. So congratulations, Greg and Kristen. Also, I'd like to tell...
Hold on.
I'm impressed. Marriage is a binding, unifying, eternal, never-ending, permanent chaining together of two people.
What's today, Daddy? I get to cash the ticket! That's what it is, baby! Woo!
Yeah, I want to tell my wife happy anniversary today. third anniversary and many tickets getting ripped up. There's no way you had a ticket that said we would make it this long.
Oh, I had faith in you, kid.
Yeah, you did. More tickets ripped up. You know what? Third anniversary, been about 2.5 of the best weeks of my life, I must say. But happy anniversary.
Big plans? You taking her fishing or anything?
I don't know. It's kind of a bad night for us. We got Big Brother on.
Well, which will be a lot of infighting.
Yeah.
In the house there. Have you been?
Kristen's got to go home, by the way, tonight.
Have you been at Complete Nutrition?
Yes.
You've been getting the charger down? You've been drinking?
Yes.
Drinking a lot of Gatorade?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go for today?
Yeah.
You're going to need a nutritious meal here. So yes. That'll be good. In your supplements,
maybe,
all good.
Maybe Godfather's 234-9444. Give him a call.
I can't believe. A big night, so I won't expect much of you tomorrow, as usual, but even less tomorrow.
Hey, also, something I failed to do yesterday on the show. My buddy Randy Hockenbertrand had some surgery done. Randy, I hope you're feeling a lot better, buddy. I've been thinking about you. Not a lot of people have been thinking about you. So hang in there. Glad to hear everything went well.
I think we have touched on everything we needed to touch on in the world of sports today. Again, UNK football team has been picked to repeat as the RMAC football champions. Again, in American Legion Baseball, Gretna eliminated Holdridge 8-3 last night. Nebraska City beat Gehring. So Gretna will play Nebraska City and Schuyler tonight for the title. Nebraska City would have to win twice. Wakefield won the Class C tournament. Tomorrow morning, about 24 hours from now, around 12:30 tomorrow, Kearney plays Minot, North Dakota. Kearney runs in the Central Plains Regional Tournament in Missouri. We want to thank Jaleel Brown joining us today from the University of Colorado. Tomorrow, Taylor Potts, Texas Tech quarterback, and Joe DeMeo.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.